Imagine being punished for violating the law without an explanation of what you're accused of doing. In China, a woman is suing the government for what she says is exactly this predicament. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing on the case, which is going to trial even as China is taking unprecedented steps to reform its legal system.
Li Nanyang works at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. She recalls coming home through the Beijing airport last year with her family.
My husband and son-in-law cleared customs inspection smoothly.
Then, she says, customs opened her daughter's suitcase.
They found a dozen or so books. They hauled the rest of us who had cleared customs back in and confiscated all our books.
Li says the customs officers couldn't say why they were impounding her books.
We don't know if we're supposed to confiscate these books or not, they said. We have to give them to our superiors to inspect. Only then can we return them to you. I could tell right off the bat that, unlike narcotics, they had no clear standard by which to judge whether or not our books were illegal.
Li says customs let her family go, but they confiscated 53 copies of her father's memoirs. Her father, Li Rei, served as secretary to Chairman Mao Zedong in the 1950s. Li later criticized Mao's policies and was sent into internal exile. Li is now 96 and lives in Beijing. The books were published in Hong Kong. That's where mainland Chinese often publish books when censorship makes it impossible at home. Chinese customs declined to be interviewed about the case. Li Nanyang's lawyer, Xia Nan, says that customs must explain its legal basis for confiscating his client's books.
We are not clear whether they have a blacklist of banned books or some sort of ad hoc process. We hope customs can make this procedure public during the trial.
Under Chinese law, 12 kinds of printed material can't be brought into China. They include, for example, anything that attacks the Communist Party, or is obscene, or harms national security, or, and here's the clincher, anything else which authorities determine should not enter the country. Lawyer Xia says that last category is so vague it could include just about anything. But Customs hasn't said in which category Li Nanyang's books belong. China's leaders have recently suggested for the first time that citizens can't be punished for breaking rules they can't see. Here's Premier Li Keqiang speaking in March. If the law doesn't say you can't do it, then you can do it, Li explains. And the flip side of that, he says, is that if the government isn't authorized to do it, then it can't do it. This idea is fundamental to the rule of law. Until recently, Chinese leaders were unwilling to state it. But whatever the law says, the political reality is that the Communist Party intends to maintain its control over information, including banning and confiscating books. And that, says Li Nanyang, is the main idea behind her lawsuit.
Laws are for the people. They're not for rulers to use to consolidate their regime. That is my ultimate demand.
This year, lawyers and scholars have welcomed a number of legal reforms in China, including the establishment of circuit courts and a ban on political interference in court cases. But after many years of legal reforms, China's leaders still send conflicting signals on the basic question of which authority is supreme, the party or the law. How the court rules on Li Nanyang's case will say something about the answer. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.